Welcome back to another episode of Two Minds, One Body. It is your host, Trell. As always, I appreciate each and every single one of you who take the time to listen to these episodes every single week. This wouldn't be possible without y'all. Now, we all have had a time in our lives where we may have met someone and hit it off great in the beginning, but as time went on, we found out things about that person that were completely different from the person we met originally. And 9 times out of 10, we continue with that person due to love, attraction, etc., until we basically had no choice but to remove ourselves from that situation. A couple years ago, I became involved with a young woman. We had a mutual associate, so it was no surprise when she first messaged me via social media. After a few minutes of conversation, I found out that she actually didn't live that far from me. So we decided to meet up for breakfast on the day that I was off from work. I woke up bright and early that day, got dressed, and drove a couple hours to go see her. We had breakfast, I helped her run some errands, we talked, and I dropped her back off at her place, and I headed home. Nothing out of the ordinary there, plus, we had a great time. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Have y'all ever been driving, and you see a light that you know in the back of your mind is red, but for some reason you're so focused that it looks green, and you drive right through? And how many of those green lights will you run through before you recognize the danger of doing so? Well, that's exactly what started happening in this situation. The first red light or flag that I drove through was the mention of her ex. Now, initially, this wasn't a big deal or issue for me. I was completely comfortable with a girl that I dealing with still having contact with her ex, as long as both her and the ex didn't cross the line into disrespect. And at first, for the first few weeks, it wasn't. However, things did eventually change. I found out by not only her actions, but her immediate family that he was not, by her words, an ex that just wouldn't let go, but instead was her very much current and involved boyfriend. Again, I saw green and I drove right through. The second red light, as I stated, were her actions. She didn't present or give me any hints initially, but she turned into a very non-trusting person when it came to me. Now, mind you, normally I understand that in a relationship, it takes time to build that trust in your significant other. But prior, I gave her not even the slightest indication that I was doing things untrustworthy. Not to mention that I found out that the boyfriend and I weren't the only guy she was interacting with, if you catch my drift. More of the story, I fell into a trap that many young men fall into. Meeting someone, realizing they truly aren't who you think they are or who you wish they could be, and thinking you can if you try hard enough and stay long enough and love them with all your heart, that eventually you can change them into who you think they could be. Even after all these red flags and warnings, the reason I didn't leave the situation when I very well could have is because I had this idea of what we could be. I didn't care about the boyfriend, the lying, the numerous arguments over senseless matters. I had an idea of what we could be, and I was willing to literally die making it happen. When someone shows you who they truly are at their core, believe them, not what your mind tells you they could be. As always, I appreciate each and every one tuning in every week. This episode is a re-upload, which I do apologize for. I always want to make sure I'm providing the best quality content for y'all, so this episode did have to be re-recorded, and I will talk to y'all next episode.